All right, Alexander, let's do an update on U.S. President Donald Trump and two bits of news to report. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot going on here, but we have two bits of news. The first one is that Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has tested positive for the CV. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just worth noting that throughout the whole week, she was getting tests. I believe she said daily or almost daily, she was getting a test and they were coming out negative. And just today, it's Monday right now, and she's come back and says she now has a positive test. I say that because the press are going hard on her, and they're trying to blame her for the fact that you have some journalists and other people that seem to have tested positive. But I always, come back and say, how do you know you didn't give it to her instead of she giving it to you? That's just all I'm going to say there, because they're coming down hard on her. She doesn't deserve it. For all we know, the press could have given it to her and not the other way around. So just I keep that in mind for our viewers. And we have a tweet that just came in from President Trump. Once again, this is Monday afternoon in the U.S., Monday evening for us. And the tweet says this: Alexander, I will be leaving the great Walter Reed Medical Center today at 6:30 p.m. Feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. Interesting. Don't let it dominate your life. We have developed, under the Trump administration, some really great drugs and knowledge. I feel better than I did 20 years ago. That is an interesting tweet. Alexander, unpack that. If you want me to read any lines from it again, just let me know.
Well, I mean, so a few things. First, you're absolutely right. I mean, bear in mind about the press spokesman. I mean, bear in mind, she must have been infected by someone. I mean, you. This is the nature of this. I mean, assuming that she infected others, well, possibly she did, but someone must have infected her. The people she interacts are from the media. Quite plausibly, someone from the media infected her, and quite plausibly, that person from the media also infected other people. Maybe it was that person from the media who ultimately, was the source of infection that led to Trump. We don't know. So let's not throw out accusations like this on things we can't understand. I mean, we can't find that out. Impossible to find that out. One of the problems in dealing with this condition, this infection, is that there are so many asymptomatic cases. Cases where people don't, may be infected but don't actually fall ill, and so they may be walking around infecting others without being aware of it, and the hibernation period is long. So making accusations has absolutely no basis and no merit, and we should put all that aside. By the way, I'm going to say something else. I mean, again, it's also true with Donald Trump. When he fell ill, huge a number of allegations, assertions, claims that firstly, he'd behaved recklessly. I mean, this is after many, many months of this pandemic. I don't think you can argue that he's behaved recklessly, because if he was behaving recklessly, he'd have become infected long ago. We don't again know how he became infected. So let's again hold back from making allegations. That's the first thing. The other is all this anger and teeth gnashing about the fact that, he goes out, drives by his supporters in a sealed car, that this is somehow outrageous and terrible and puts the Secret Service people at risk. First of all, I mean, we don't know about the conditions of those Secret Service people, but I'm absolutely sure that it would have been done in a way that was not intended to put those people at risk. But surely, let's remember the real reason behind that. It was done in order to prove that Donald Trump was not on death's door, as the media had been trying to imply. And the true reason they're so angry is because it proves that he is not at death's door. Now, to their further anger, he has confirmed that he has been discharged and is moving back to the West Wing in the White House, and is going to be resuming his duties. Now, That's the real cause of all of this anger that we saw over this incident. That was the real, you know, cause of the anger that we saw over that broadcast that he did. He's not putting people in danger. He is just dissipating those ugly rumors that were being maliciously spread, that he was far more ill than he actually was. And the other thing he was doing, obviously, was reassuring his supporters, which is what, as the president and as a person seeking re-election, politically he needs to do. Now, about what he just said in that tweet, he's right. We've now had this illness raging. Again, I'm sorry if I'm using these words, but with YouTube, we have to be careful what words we use. And maybe I'm being a bit over careful, but, you know, I'm using, we all know, I think, what I'm referring to. With this illness, it's now been in existence for the better part of a year. We've had vast resources from science and the health services thrown at it. People understand this disease and the microorganism which causes it far better than they did in, say, February or March. And, of course, treatment levels have improved radically. The prospects of somebody who becomes infected are better, significantly better than they were, you know, a couple of months ago. And that trend is going to continue. And you can see it in mortality figures, which are now falling. They are lower, significantly lower than they were 10 months ago. So what he said in that tweet is true in itself. It's also, by the way, again, reminding reminding his supporters once again that he's well. He's talking again about the success of the American doctors. Always important for Trump to say that. And he gives people confidence and hope, which, as the nation's leader, is what he's supposed to do.
Yeah. Two quick comments. Trump is now living, walking proof that the media is complete fake news.
Oh, absolutely.
He's living, walking proof now of their lies.
No.
Literally. I mean, literally, because there were so many lies these past 2 days about Trump, his condition, that he was doctoring photos, he was doctoring videos, he was on death's door, he was on oxygen. I mean, it was beyond ridiculous. So he is living, walking proof that they are a bunch of freaking liars.
That's why they're so angry. That's why they're so angry at the moment with him. And you know, we need to understand that. I mean, they've been called out. They've been called out very fast and in the most dramatic way.
Oh yeah, they're called out. They are.
Yeah.
They've been completely obliterated here. Mm-hmm. And just the fact that he's walking around or getting in a car or tweeting something like this exposes them as the liars they are. And Alexander, the tweet once again, some lines which I think foreshadow how the Trump campaign is going to now move forward. Don't be afraid of, and I'm just going to say the word, don't be afraid of COVID. YouTube can demonetize, guys. PayPal, Patreon, subscribe, star. Don't be afraid of COVID is what he says right there in the tweet.
Yeah,
don't let it dominate your life.
Yeah.
Don't let it dominate your life. I feel better than I did 20 years ago. These are some very well-worded sentences here that he's strung together in this tiny tweet. And I think it's foreshadowing how they're going to now move forward in the month that remains.
Oh, absolutely. It's extremely carefully chosen. I mean, he's now positioning himself as the person who says this pandemic is over, we've treated it. You no longer need to fear. There's going to be lots and lots of this. Is going to be very, very controversial, but it's clearly again creating political dividing lines, and we'll see how that plays. But I mean, it's going to have a massive, dramatic impact.
Well, it may have political lines, but I mean, it may be used as a linchpin to try and get these states that are still holding back from opening up their economies.
Oh, absolutely.
As well. I mean, this may be kind of, you know, the leverage that they need to get these economies open again. These states, blue-dominated states, open again. Wasn't it Roosevelt that said, "There's nothing to fear but fear itself"? So, I mean, Trump has chosen some very powerful words. I see some really good campaign rallying points here.
Absolutely. This is exactly what he's going to do. He's going to run as the candidate who's not who has no fear and is calling upon the American people not to be afraid. And he's going to undoubtedly pile on the pressure on the blue states. And there are going to be people who are going to say he's been completely irresponsible. This is going to spread the infection. More people are going to die. That's going to happen too. But this is the line he's taking. And he's going to say, I personally am the living proof that, you know, you don't need to fear. And that I feel 20 years, you know, better than I did 20 years ago. So that's going to have, you know, an electrifying effect on the campaign, and it's quite plausibly going to put enormous pressure on the governors and the state governments in these states. By the way, I mean, some people's heads are going to explode over this. I can absolutely predict to you. I mean, there's going to be all sorts of fulminations and angry people coming forward saying, again, as I said, he's been reckless and he's putting American lives at risk and all that. But, that's politics. I mean, this is his politics. This is how he's going to run the campaign from now on. And as you rightly said, I mean, he's got himself the enormous advantage that the media was lying about him.
Yeah, I mean,
he's going to say, you know, I'm telling you the truth. I've always been telling you the truth. I was telling you the truth about myself. They lied to you about me. So why should you believe them about anything else, including this one?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard for them to hit him with the CV argument, because he's going to say, well, I've had it, so I know exactly what I'm talking about. I've actually lived through it. So he can throw that line. But more importantly, I wonder if it's going to work, because what you're seeing right now, what I saw yesterday from Biden, actually, on the campaign trail, which is really interesting. I mean, he was wearing a mask at all times. He was even given a speech. Yeah. And there was like no one around him within 10 kilometers. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I mean, there was like not a soul around him within 30 feet, but he was wearing the biggest of masks.
Yeah.
And I think it's on purpose. And I see all the Democrats now are wearing masks on purpose when they're on TV. They're all wearing, they've masked up completely. Yeah. And obviously that's the optics that they want to go with.
Absolutely.
So I think you see some very clear lines. I think the Trump campaign is going to be, don't be afraid. We're going to fight this, and we can win it because the leader won it. While the Democrats are going to go with the line of mask up, everybody. How do you see this unfolding?
Well, that's exactly what's going to happen. Bear something in mind. I mean, you know, if he's well and he's now got the antibodies because he's been infected, he can actually go out and campaign without a mask. As soon as confirmed that he's no longer infectious, he's able to do that. He's able to go out and see people. So that may also work for him. I mean, we still got a month. It's not very long, but these are now the clear dividing lines. I mean, we have the people who say this is an incredibly dangerous infection. It's still abroad. And they're going to say Trump is being reckless and irresponsible and is putting people's lives at risk. Donald Trump is going to be saying, I am better than I was 20 years ago. US science, our science has managed to get on top of this. I would not, by the way, be surprised if within a few weeks we hear that there's a US vaccine also. There's been hints from Trump that that's coming. And also, you know, that the US is getting on top of all of this. Live without fear. Move forward. Here I'm the proof. Look at Biden. He's cowering in his basement. He's cowering behind his mask. I am the brave person. So that's going to be the dividing line in this campaign, and we'll see how it plays out. Be fascinating.
Yeah, it's going to be really fascinating to see how it all unfolds. Mm. Really fascinating. All right, we'll leave it there.
America, can I just say something? In America, And it's, I'm not, I don't think I'm the only person to say this. Optimism tends to win. the people who are projecting, who are projecting the optimistic message, tend to win. Now, America that I knew, I mean,
that's what I was about to say. The America that I know and remember, yes.
But... Yeah, I mean, exactly. Has it changed that much?
We'll, I mean, we'll ask our viewers.
We'll ask our viewers.
That I just can't. Yeah, exactly. I would say the America that I know, without a doubt, the optimistic message is going to win.
Yeah.
You know, 7 days on the week, 7 days of the week, and twice on Sunday. But
yes,
now,
yeah.
I just don't know this new generation and this new ideology. I just don't understand it.
I know. Well, you know, I remember Ronald Reagan versus Jimmy Carter. I remember Ronald Reagan versus Walter Mondale. Going back, I mean, I don't remember, but, you know, JFK versus Nixon. I mean, as I said, there's always been this has always been the impression I've had, that the U.S. is fundamentally an optimistic country. Now, whether this has changed, whether it's changed so much, I don't know. But anyway, that is the line that Donald Trump is taking now.
We'll leave it there. All right, Alexander Mercurius, thank you very much, guys. Please subscribe to this video, hit that like, share this video, help this channel grow. We need your help for this channel to grow. And also, please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, subscribe, star. I think I already said that in the middle of the video when we started to actually mention the word COVID. I said it again. But anyway, I think it will be okay because this is major news. PayPal, Patreon, subscribe, star. The Durant Shop, pick up some merch. Durant Shop, it always helps us out. And also Patriotic Legacy. If you go to the Patriotic Legacy website, they're running a competition. Pink Patriot Beacon 3 for breast cancer awareness. You can use a code Duran20, and that code will get you 20% off. And then you're automatically entered into the contest where you can win that pink Patriot Beacon 3. And you can also get a Duran mug with the USA flag on it, since we're talking about the USA. Our friends at Patriotic Legacy, you'll find the link to Patriotic Legacy. So you can buy that flashlight in the description box down below, and a link for the Duran shop down below, Alexander.
Indeed. And just to say to those of our viewers who don't know or who come for the first time to our channel, this is the Patriot Beacon 3, made by our friends at the Patriotic Legacy. It is the best flashlight in the world. It is an amazing flashlight made in the United States, but it ships internationally, so you can join this competition wherever you are. Why is it the best flashlight in the world? Because it is. It's got this most amazingly powerful and wonderful beam, which projects vast, epic distances, and picks out the smallest detail. And it's also, by the way, a beautiful clear light. It's very powerful. If you want to dim it, you can. You know, if you're in an enclosed space, you've got people around you, and if you're walking down a dark road and oncoming traffic, you can have it flashing, which alerts people to the fact that you are there. But as well as being the best flashlight in the world, it is also, as Alex once famously said, the Swiss Army knife of flashlights, because it isn't just a flash knife. It does lots of other things. Firstly, I said that you can alert people to your presence by having the beam flicker, but you can also alert them in another way. There's an alarm in the handle. It's also got a compass in the handle too. So if you lose your way, and, you know, there's no sat nav, it can happen, or, you know, you're out of internet contact, you can always find your way the old fashioned way by looking at your Patriot beacon, going to the handle, and there is a compass there in the handle. I've had to do that, by the way. A few months ago, I was on a walking holiday in England, and I did lose my way, and the compass in my Patriot beacon put me on the right path. It's solar powered, so you don't need to worry about batteries. All you need to do is keep it out in the sun during the day, and it's there for you at night or in the dark. It's super reliable. It is not just reliable, it is also an energy resource. If your smartphone or your laptop or your tablet runs out, well, you can recharge them from this port. It's also incredibly useful as a tool. I mean, you can make it, you can use it as a hammer, but if you keep it in your car, and I never drive anywhere now without it in my car, you can use it to break the windscreen if you have to, or if you see an accident and you need to get somebody out of their car, you can also use it to break their windscreen. By the way, to do that, you tap in the corners and it just falls away very, very gently, very quickly and very well. And then if you have to cut someone out of the car, well, you've got a seatbelt cutter there. And it's got a magnet. So when I'm not using it, especially at night, I just put it to one side. There's a metal place in my cellar. I just stick it there and it immediately comes down. And I've also got a fitting in my car where I can do that too. So it's got all of these wonderful accessories. But the thing about it, which I absolutely love, apart from the fact that it is the best flashlight in the world, is that it is beautiful. It is so strong and beautifully made and rugged. It just feels completely indestructible. And you hold it and you just know you've got this extraordinary, wonderful quality product in your hands. There are these amazing products the US makes, which are just superbly made. And this is one of them. It just, you would know instantly when you held it that you're dealing with an absolutely top end product made in the United States. Ships internationally. It's the Patriot Beacon 3. This is obviously in black. The one that is in this competition is pink, and it is for breast cancer awareness. And as Alex rightly says, you come to this competition, you need to have one because it is such a great flashlight and it's such a great reason for having one too. So remember, it comes with one of our mugs, the mug with the flag of the United States, the great nation and republic where it is made. So Patriot Beacon 3, Duran Magic Mug, perfect partnership. Come and get yourself both of them. And you, if you come to our shop too, by the way, and you want mugs with other flags, well, we can do that too. We've got lots of other flags. This is Britain, which you see there. This is Greece. And we've got enameled mugs. Also, this one with the flag of Germany and this one with the flag of England. So when I go out, by the way, in the hills, I have one of these flags, one of these mugs, the one with the English flag. And of course, I had my Patriot Beacon with me. So I was completely provided for. And we don't just, of course, make mugs. We make amazing shirts. Also, many of them with flags too. They're all 100% cotton. They're incredibly stylish. Some of them are polo shirts. Some of them are long sleeve T-shirts. Others are short sleeve T-shirts. And we make hats, and they also come with flags, as you can see here. This is the flag of Britain. As you can see on this flag, you've got it there. And I've got another one, another flag, another hat here. You can see it there also with the flag of Britain. We've got, by the way, truckers' hats and baseball caps and embroidered hats. And we've also got hoodies, amazing hoodies and ebooks. So come to our shop, support the Duran, join this competition, get yourself a Patriot Beacon 3, support this channel. Alex will quickly remind you how to do all those things.
Everything is in the description box down below. All the links. Alexander Mercuris. Take care, everybody.